The Justice Department wants to know how two newspaper reporters got their hands on secret grand jury information. The case doesn't have anything to do with terrorism or national security. It's centered around sports, namely Major League Baseball and San Francisco Giants slugger Barry Bonds. Government prosecutors are weighing whether to charge Bonds with perjury in his grand jury testimony about his alleged use of banned substances, including steroids. NPR's David Folkenflik is following the case, and he joins us now. David, who are the reporters in question, and what does the government want to know from them?
Well, the two reporters are Mark Fanaruwata and Lance Williams. They're both with the San Francisco Chronicle, and they've really sort of torn away the curtain covering this grand jury investigation. In late 2004, they were able to rely upon accounts and transcripts of grand jury testimony given by some top athletes, including Jason Giambi, the slugger, is now with the New York Yankees, and then Barry Bonds himself. You know, this testimony, prosecutors like to keep this secret. They like to keep it away from the public. It doesn't always lead to charges, and they demanded an inquiry into this.
I can't imagine their bosses at the San Francisco Chronicle are happy about this. What's the newspaper's response?
The newspaper responded this evening by saying that they would fight the subpoenas vigorously. The Hearst Corporation has a strong legal department that feels that these are reporters doing their job. They're doing precisely what they're supposed to do. They didn't do anything wrong to get the information, they said. And, you know, there's no reason the government should interfere with their ability to report the news to the public. They also say a lot of the hearings and subsequent actions against these illegal substances would not have been taken had they not been made public.
And have we heard anything from the Justice Department, an explanation of why they're doing this?
Justice Department so far has been mum. We haven't been able to reach them in the brief time that's elapsed between when these subpoenas were received and now.
Can you just bring us up to speed, David? Why was Bonds testifying before a grand jury back in 2003?
Well, if you cast your mind back a bit, and it may not be all that tough because it stayed in the headlines, this was part of a federal investigation into what was allegedly a massive distribution of steroids and other illegal substances, performance-enhancing substances. Elite trainers and athletes were said to be receiving these substances from the clinic. And, you know, given that it was a distribution of illegal drugs, banned drugs, the federal government had an interest in that. Bonds himself was said to have been receiving these things from the clinic. He claimed under oath that he had not done so, that he had received things like flaxseed oil, which are, you know, in no way banned.
Issuing subpoenas to reporters is something that the Justice Department has done before under the Bush administration. What other news outlets have had to hand over information to the government, and what does this all say about shield laws?
Well, there really is no federal shield law. There's sort of general rules the Justice Department observes. Shield laws work in certain states, depending state to state and how strong they are. On the federal level, which is what we're dealing with right now, you know, reporters are in a fairly weakened position. If you think back to the Valerie Plame CIA leak case where the agent's identity was revealed, New York Times tried to fight that all the way to the top. They didn't win. They lost badly. It seemed to confirm, in fact, in some ways cement an earlier Supreme Court case which said there is no such protection. And reporters from Time Magazine, the New York Times, NBC, the Washington Post, they've all had to cooperate.
And we should note that Barry Bonds, who's at the center of all this, is just two home runs shy of tying Babe Ruth's record of 714 home runs. Incredible that all this is happening in this season.
The timing couldn't be worse for Major League Baseball, particularly for Bonds. He's closing in on, you know, Hammer and Hank Aaron, who had 755 home runs. A lot of people, baseball historians, fans, say this would really taint that record if and when he should reach it.
Thank you, David.
Good to join you.
NPR's David Folkenflik.